a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Utah's governor speaking out on a national level now about President Biden's new COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
We desperately need more people vaccinated to get out of this crisis. But we're also a country of laws.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
And Amanda, he's not the only governor talking about this around the nation. Governor Cox now appearing on Fox Business saying he supports vaccines and he knows they'll get us out of the pandemic. And sometimes he'd like to do whatever he could, but he says there are laws that limit that power.
There's certainly no precedent for this. And I believe and our attorney general believes that this is likely unconstitutional.
Cox says he thinks this administration is trying to usurp the role of Congress. He says a vaccine mandate could also make the labor shortage worse. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Two senior officials have resigned from the FDA over the Biden administration's booster shot plan. The two are over the FDA's Office of Vaccines Research and Review. Politico says the two officials believe the plan for boosters jumped the gun and the FDA should have more autonomy on that matter.
COVID-19 hospitalizations have forced Intermountain Healthcare to temporarily suspend scheduled surgeries. Corinne Kelly tells KSL-TV's Brittany Tate that her husband Paul's kidney transplant is on hold.
People are, you know, entitled to their own decisions and their opinions, but those decisions are affecting so many other people who don't have a choice and are at the mercy of that.
Kelly says his kidney function is down to about 5%.
We're following a developing story this morning. A couple of people in custody after barricading themselves inside an apartment complex in Clearfield and then crawling into the attic. We get the details from KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson.
Police were getting tips that two people with warrants were staying at the Country Oaks apartments. One, a 21-year-old woman wanted for multiple weapons warrants, and the other, a 29-year-old guy who police say rammed a police car in Ogden. Now, people in the building, they heard noises in the attic. So 11 apartments were evacuated.
Brought additional concern to us that maybe that he was crossing over through the attics into neighboring apartments.
Clearfield Police Assistant Chief Devin Rogers says the SWAT team went inside, found both suspects in the attic. Both were taken into custody without anyone getting hurt. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Rent prices across the Wasatch Front continue to skyrocket, especially in Utah County. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the numbers. Heather?
Amanda, overall, rent prices rose 45% in Utah's five major counties, but Utah County saw a whopping 66% increase in the last 18 months. That's according to a new report from property management software company Entrata. CEO Chase Harrington tells the Deseret News the rising rents are straining people's pocketbooks as affordable housing is nowhere to be seen. Harrington says Utah was the fastest growing state before the pandemic. Then COVID-19 accelerated the demand as people moved out of big cities across the U.S. and into some of Utah's more rural areas. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Now Tropical Storm Nicholas is saturating the Texas Gulf Coast this morning. ABC's Ted Oberg is in Sargent, Texas, watching the rain come down.
The danger is going to be from this rain, and it is already starting to come up on the roads here. We've heard some reports of some communities, lower-lying communities, smaller communities off to the west of Sargent, starting to get water over the roads. All of the homes, thankfully, down here in this very close to the beach community, up on stilts, so they're not in danger.
The Houston Chronicle reporting that more than 400,000 people are without power in the Houston area this morning.
It's recall election day in California after weeks of ballots being mailed in. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
For both Democrats and Republicans, this is really a game of who can fire up enough people to return their ballots. Democrats have sheer numbers on their side. They outnumber Republicans 2-1 in California. Only 24% of voters in California are registered Republicans. If Democrats don't have enough fire to get out and vote, and Republicans have anger on their side and can get more to vote, then Newsom could be recalled. But so far, the wide majority of ballots that have been returned have come from Democrats.
The president is campaigning for Governor Newsom.
You either keep Gavin Newsom as your governor, or you'll get Donald Trump.
Conservative radio host Larry Elder is the current leading Republican challenger.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.